Good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying this election day. I'm Randy Van. Let's take a look at what's making news again. Polls are open yet until 8 o'clock tonight. Jasper County Auditor Dennis Parrott says hopefully all the local results will be tabulated about an hour after the poll close.
We're going to have runners go pick up the thumb drive from each polling place. So they'll have to go to Baxter, they'll have to go to Sully, you know, Prairie City, all these different polling places and bring them in. Once that is in, we download the votes into the system, and then we get the result. Hopefully, I got my fingers crossed. I would hope that all of the precincts would be in by 9 o'clock.
Paul Pate, Iowa Secretary of State, says it's important for people to vote in today's city and school board elections. He claims city government is the most efficient and effective level of government.
Who's going to decide how to make sure your neighborhood is safe? How many policemen, wherever they be, that's local government. You're going to have a fire department that's going to be there when you need them. When you talk about key things like streets, you know, hey, you might take them for granted today, but I guarantee if you ever have a trash problem, you're going to call your city government and want to know where it's at.
Local election results, of course, going to be broadcast tonight right here on KCOE FM 95.9. First report probably comes your way right around 9 o'clock. 35-year-old Newton man is scheduled to be sentenced next month for having sexual contact with two girls in Newton last year. Yesterday, District Court Judge Brad McCall accepted Allian White's guilty pleas to two counts third-degree sexual abuse and two counts sexual exploitation of a minor. His sentencing is set for December 16th. White remains in jail on a $100,000 bond. In January last year, a then 14-year-old girl told Newton police White sexually assaulted her October 21, 2018, when she spent the night at a friend's house on West 12th Street South. Court records say officers found sexually explicit images taken without 14-year-old's knowledge on White's phone. There were also pictures of another 12- or 13-year-old girl. Police say those photos were taken May 23, 2018, at that same house while the girl was sleeping. A Newton man has formally been charged with stealing property worth over $2,000 from a rental storage facility in Pleasantville. 42-year-old Scott Stewart was arrested Sunday and charged with third-degree burglary. Marion County court documents indicate Stewart's accused of taking items worth $2,148. Burglary was reported to police December 31st of last year. 41-year-old Newton woman allegedly failed to scan all the items she left Walmart with last month. Newton police have charged Trenda Sue Steiner with fifth-degree theft. She's free on her own recognizance, pending initial court appearance November 19th. On October 10th, around 6:45 in the evening, police were sent to Walmart for a shoplifting incident. Walmart Asset Protection advised that Steiner had been observed on surveillance video, failing to scan all the items in her cart at a self-checkout register. The unpaid-for merchandise, according to Walmart, was valued at just over $15. The public library continues to be a very popular, well-used amenity in Newton. Newton Public Library Director Nicole Lindstrom told the City Council last night circulation numbers were up last fiscal year.
We have beat our 2017 circulation numbers, which were the highest numbers in the past of what I've been keeping the annual report for. In 2017, we had 130,000 checkouts, and we've surpassed it, almost reaching 132,000 checkouts.
Lindstrom has been the library director since January 2016. The fiscal year numbers are for July 1st, 2018 through June 30th of this year. According to Lindstrom, many library items are being checked out more.
Our ebooks have gone up by 1,000. We do have some old videos on ebooks. It's all the ones out of copyright. Also, audiobooks have had a 2,000 jump. So altogether, the ebooks are going up pretty well, but also you see from our physical circulation that it's still staying pretty constant with 2017. Adult books and children books being the most checked out. I believe if you look at children items just alone, that's 45,000 out of that 115,000. Of checkouts.
Something that did not increase during 2018-2019 was library fines. In fact, Lindstrom says there was a big decrease.
We are now emailing reminders that your item is due in 3 days and that you get a notice when your item is overdue by 3 days. It may not seem like much, but we're actually reaching patrons where they're most, which is online and on their phones.
Newton Public Library Director gave her annual report to the City Council last night. The musical performances that will make up the 2020 Summer Concert Series at Newton's Maytag Bowl have been set. Last night, City Council approved spending $8,150 on the eight Thursday night performances from May 28th through July 30th next year. One councilman, Second Ward Representative Dean Stoner, didn't vote.
One of the bands that is being contracted through that is Slipstream, of which I am a member, so I will be abstaining from this vote.
City's community services staff reviewed the popularity of previous year's act and prepared a schedule based on availability of the performers. The city band is scheduled for May 28th, June 25th, and July 9th. Dueling Pianos will perform June 4th, Slipstream June 18th, the Final Four Band July 16th, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels July 23rd, and the Boys July 30th. There'll be no concert Thursday, July 2nd, and Newton Fest will be using Maytag Bowl Thursday, June 11th. Over the past 7 months, a team of officers from the Des Moines Police Department conducted investigations that led to over 20 federal indictments and the seizure of 71 guns. The indictments for gun and drug-related crimes. In a written statement, the Des Moines Police Chief praised federal prosecutors for taking a hard-line stance and filing federal charges against violent criminals caught with guns. He was attorney for the Southern District of Iowa, says the aggressive effort will continue as authorities focus on filing federal charges for violent crimes in which a gun is used. In funeral announcements, a time of remembrance and celebration of life for Raymond A. Simpson, who passed away at the age of 94, will be 1:30 this afternoon at Pensery's Funeral Home. Visitation underway now to the 1:30 service time. Burial will be at Our Silent City Cemetery in Kellogg today. Memorials designated to Raymond's family are a charity of the donor's choosing. Funeral service for Rex Warden of Newton, who passed away at the age of 81, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at Wallace Family Funeral Home. Family of Rex Warden greeted friends at the funeral home last night. Memorials, American Cancer Society of Iowa, Emmanuel Baptist Church, and Mercy One Hospice. They will be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. A funeral service for Vera Church of Newton, who passed away at the age of 94, will be 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. Family greeting friends, 10 a.m. tomorrow until 11 o'clock service time at the funeral home. Memorials to Newton Christian Church, Mercy One Hospice, or the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital. And they may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. And a funeral service for 71-year-old Trudy Delk of Newton will take place 11 a.m. Thursday at Wallace Family Funeral Home. Family greeting friends tomorrow evening, 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials to Trudy's family may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. That is your noontime check of area news and funeral announcements here on KCOB. I'm Randy Vann.